July 20th through the 26th. Alma chapters 36 through 38. Look to God and live. Quote, as you feel the joy that comes from understanding the gospel, you will want to apply what you learn. End quote. From Preach My Gospel, page 19. Record your thoughts and impressions about how to apply the truths you are learning. When Alma saw the wickedness around him, he felt deep sorrow, tribulation, and anguish of soul. See Alma chapter 8, verse 14. Wickedness among this people, he said of the Zoramites, doth pain my soul. See Alma chapter 31, verse 30. He felt something similar after returning from his mission to the Zoramites. He observed that, quote, the hearts of the people began to wax hard, and that they began to be offended because of the strictness of the word, end quote. And this made his heart exceedingly sorrowful. See Alma chapter 35, verse 15. What did Alma do about what he saw and felt? He didn't simply become discouraged or cynical about the state of the world. Instead, quote, he caused that his sons should be gathered together, end quote, and taught them things pertaining unto righteousness. See Alma chapter 35, verse 16. He taught them that, quote, there is no other way or means whereby man can be saved, only in and through Christ. Behold, he is the word of truth and righteousness, end quote. See Alma chapter 38, verse 9. Ideas for personal scripture study. Alma chapter 36. I can be born of God as I am humble and repent. Few will have experiences as dramatic as Alma's conversion. But there are principles in this experience that we all can learn from and apply, because everyone must be born of God. As you read Alma chapter 36, look for principles you can apply. For instance, how does someone who has been born of God feel about sin, about Jesus Christ? You could also look for changes you might expect to see in the beliefs and actions of someone who is born of God. See also Mosiah chapter 5, verse 7, and chapter 27, verses 25 through 26, Alma chapter 5, verse 14, and chapter 22, verse 15, Helaman chapter 3, verse 35, conversion, gospel topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Alma chapter 36. Jesus Christ atoned for the sins of the world. You may notice some repetition in Alma's account of his conversion in this chapter. That's because Alma chapter 36 is a great example of a form of Hebrew poetry called chiasmus, in which words or ideas are presented in a certain order, leading to a central idea, and then repeated in reverse order. In Alma chapter 36, the idea in verse 3 is repeated in verse 27. The idea in verse 5 is repeated in verse 26, and so on. The central idea is the most important message of the chiasmus. See if you can find the central idea in verses 17 and 18. Notice how catching hold upon this thought affected Alma and changed his life. How has this truth affected you? What other repeated ideas do you find in this passage? How does this account of repentance and forgiveness inspire you to follow Alma's example and turn to the Savior? For more information about chiasmus, see Book of Mormon Student Manual, Church Education System Manual, 2009, pages 232 and 233. Alma chapter 37. The Scriptures have been preserved for a wise purpose. Have you ever thought about what a miracle and blessing it is to have the Scriptures today? God has entrusted us with these things which are sacred. See Alma chapter 37, verse 14. As you read Alma 37, look for the blessings that come from having the Scriptures. How have you experienced these blessings? How can we use the Scriptures to help show forth God's power unto future generations? See Alma chapter 37, verse 18. In Alma chapter 37, verses 38 through 47, Alma compares the word of Christ to the liahona. As you ponder this comparison, reflect on the ways you have experienced the miracle and power of Christ's teachings day by day. See Alma chapter 37, verse 40. See also D. Todd Christofferson, The Blessing of Scripture, Ensign or Liahona, May 2010. Alma chapter 37, verses 6 and 7. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Sometimes we may feel like our problems are so big and complicated that the solutions must be big and complicated too. Yet time and time again, the Lord chooses to use small and simple things, see Alma chapter 37, verse 6, to accomplish His work and bless the lives of His children. As you read Alma 37, 6 and 7, ponder and record ways you've seen this principle at work in your life. What are some small and simple things the Lord uses to bless you and accomplish His work? See also Alma chapter 37, verses 41 through 46. Dallin H. Oaks, Small and Simple Things, Ensign Orleahona, May 2018. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. Alma chapter 36, verses 5 through 26. Although Alma's experience was extraordinary, his conversion illustrates several principles that apply to all of us. Invite each family member to select a verse from Alma chapter 36, verses 5 through 26, that teaches about being born of God. What do we learn from these verses? Perhaps family members could share how they have applied the principles Alma described. Alma chapter 36, verses 18 through 21 and verse 24. How could we use these verses to help someone see that repentance is a joyful experience, not a dreadful one? How can repentance inspire us to share the gospel with others? Alma chapter 37, verses 6 and 7 and verses 38 through 46. What are some of the small and simple things that bring about great things in our lives? In what ways is the word of Christ like the Liahona? How can we help each other study the Scriptures more diligently? Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Why is it wise to learn to keep the commandments while in our youth? Alma chapter 38, verse 12. Does your family know what a bridle is? Maybe you could show them a picture of one and talk about how it is used to control an animal. What does it mean to bridle our passions? How does bridling our passions help us be filled with love? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. Record impressions. When you record spiritual impressions, you show the Lord that you value His direction, and He will bless you with more frequent revelation. As you study, write down your thoughts. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 12 and 30.